I yelled at a bunch of teenagers.
Yep, I'm that old man now.
Yelling at kids on my lawn. It's not exactly true, but here's the real story. Yesterday, I was finishing a video shoot out at a beach on the southern part of Vancouver Island. It is dry as a dry thing on a dry day down there. In the forests, on the beach, in the grass. As I'm walking back, I see two tents there on the beach, and I see what seems like smoke coming from a fire. So I approach the fire, and sure enough, it is smoldering. There is a fire ban everywhere on Vancouver Island and in BC. Then I see the teenagers. I mean, they looked 12, 13, but there was alcohol, so I'm guessing legal age, I'm hoping. But still old enough to know better. So I tell them there is a fire ban on currently and that they need to put out the fire immediately. And this is where I lost it. One of these boys, I'll call them, decided to say, yeah, we'll do it in a bit. After they said they would put it out in a little bit, I decided to pull out my camera and take their photos and say, do it now. I have your photos. In a bit. This is where I proceeded to yell at a bunch of teenagers. I used a lot of choice words, which I cannot share here on the socials because I'll get banned. Telling them that I was not leaving until they put out the fire and I saw it fully extinguished. To which they grabbed a bottle with maybe a few drops of water and sprinkled it on the fire and said, that's good. That's when two of my other friends jumped in and they had their water bottles and proceeded to pour their water on their fire. And it took 3 full water bottles to get the smoke to stop coming out. There was so much heat coming from the fire, I made them take a full water jug, go down to the ocean and fill that up to put out the fire as well. I'm not gonna share the pictures because I think they actually are minors despite them drinking because they look like 12-year-old boys. But their fire was still red hot under the coals. They were right next to a forest. The ocean breeze was blowing that smoke towards the forest, so I can only imagine what was happening in the night when they had the fire going. I did end up calling first responders and letting them know that we did put out the fire, that these boys did have a fire there, and just letting them know that if there was a fire in the area, we know who it is. So there's still idiots out there, and I'm going to call them idiots because it's stupid. There's signs everywhere. Everyone knows there's a fire ban every summer, especially on the South Island where it's hot, dry, and it's like the perfect conditions for a forest fire to start. Don't be those guys. Don't do it.